Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me over the phone today, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing great. Thank you for doing this over the phone. You know, I think we're fine. I think we could meet face-to-face, but I think it's just good practice during this time to be a little more careful about contact with people.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree anymore. Well, Sheriff, in light of the kind of catastrophe that's going on right now, people are looking for ways to kind of take advantage of that and scam people, which is blowing my mind. So you're going to kind of let everyone know about this and kind of give them the heads up and what to look for.
You know, I hate the fact that humans can sometimes be extremely cruel in times of need, but there are scams going around. I actually got a call yesterday that I think was a scam call. Over the phone, they'll call and tell you that your results are in and that you tested positive for the COVID-19 virus, and then they'll ask you for some credit card information so they can get you some medication coming to help you with that. And so, a lot of us are not going to be tested. So if you haven't been tested, of course, you know that's a scam. But if you have, just consult with your doctor. Don't take any information or give any information over the phone like that. Make sure it's somebody that you trust that you're dealing with, because, people are coming up with scams already. And we had talked about the other one is the door-to-door. And we have not seen this in Carbon County at all, but I've heard it's happening elsewhere in the world. People are going door-to-door with a fake test, and they're saying, oh, we're here to test you for COVID-19, and then when your guard is down, they'll try to jump you and rob you. So, you know, don't allow people to do stuff like that, and if you see anything suspicious, report it to law enforcement so we can get right on it and take care of it. The other thing that I want to talk about is, you know, they put out those restrictions, and people have asked me about the travel restrictions for Carbon, Emery, and Grand counties. Those are guidelines by the health department. You're allowed to travel, but they're asking for you not to travel unless it is necessary. So that doesn't mean that you can't go places if you have to go. You're welcome to go. But if you don't need to go somewhere, they're asking that you not travel and not run the risk of exposing yourself or others to the possibility of getting this.
And, you know, that just kind of goes hand in hand with all of the different stipulations and guidelines that have been put into place. I mean, same exact reason why you're calling in today. No, it's not 100% necessary, but if we can do something over the phone, why wouldn't we? So that just kind of goes hand in hand with all the different things going on.
You know, and then there's, we're really careful with our deputies here at the sheriff's office. There are questions that I get all the time of, hey, can you have your officers run stuff over to my house? And I refer people back to those community groups that are doing that, just for the fact I don't want to expose you to my officers, and I don't want to expose my officers to you. Law enforcement, we're dealing with people all day, every day, and I would hate to inadvertently get somebody contaminated by law enforcement contact that's not necessary. And along those same lines, We're shorthanded enough at the sheriff's office. I can't afford to have officers quarantined, and there are three right now that I know of as of the first of the week in Salt Lake that are quarantined police officers that had an unprotected, unknown exposure. So we're being very careful about that. We will absolutely help the community every way we can, but there's certain things, just understand, there's certain things we're not going to do for those reasons. And we're going to be careful. Another thing to mention is, you know, our local businesses are really kind of worried about this issue. And the restaurants are, in fact, open. You just have to do curbside pickup. And keep in mind, those waiters and waitresses that work in there make their money off of tips. So even if you do curbside pickup, consider offering a tip to the waiter or waitress that's running your food out to you. So they can continue to survive as well. It doesn't affect their livelihood. And I've used most of the local restaurants this week. Just it's convenient. Of course, for us, we're running like crazy, just trying to stay ahead of things. And it's easy for me. But the restaurants are open. Businesses are open. So keep that in mind. support our local businesses every chance we can.
Oh, absolutely. I cannot stress that enough. The local businesses are doing every single thing that they think that they can do and keep the doors open. So support them. I mean, hey, I've gone to the grocery store a couple of times in the last couple of days, and it's not necessarily a calming experience. So the more I can just order curbside to go and not have to worry about that kind of stuff, I'm all for that.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I'm one of the world's worst as far as preparing for things like this. I have not done anything out of the ordinary. We haven't done any grocery shopping that's above and beyond what we normally would do. I didn't make a run on water and toilet paper. I didn't do any of that stuff. But I have, you know, I mean, we're fine. And I personally believe this thing will get better in the days to come. I think we're almost to the rock bottom, as rough as it's going to get. If you look at China, you know, I understand China is closing down their COVID hospitals that they opened up just for these patients, and they're back to work, and things are getting back to normal there. Their cases are declining rapidly. So I think that with all the measures that we've taken as a country, and the position we're in, I don't think we're going to see the big spike. I think they're going to flatten the curve like they had hoped for. And you'll have people that get sick, but I don't think it's going to be nearly as great of an impact on our country as it has been some of the others, just because of the preparation measures we've taken and the things we're doing right now.
Right, exactly. And all we can hope for is that this, like you mentioned, ends quickly and we can all go back to our normal, regular old lives. But from now until then, it's best that we just kind of stick to the guidelines that have been put in place.
You know, it's better off. I saw a quick little blurb. I don't do a lot of Facebook, but I saw a thing on Facebook that I feel is worth sharing. And it was people from Italy, and they were being interviewed, and they, you know, they're quarantined there, and they were being interviewed, and the question that was asked was, 10 days ago, what would you have done differently, knowing then what you know now? And every one of them said, I would have taken this more seriously, and I would have followed the guidelines.
Right.
Worn the masks, I would have done the things that I needed to do, and not gone to meetings I didn't need to go to, and not been places I didn't need to be, and that's what I would have done differently. So,
right. So
I mean, you know, hindsight's 20/20. I just think we're better off for taking those measures. And I know I wash my hands. So I have a little regimen that I do. I wash my hands for 20 seconds, and then I sanitize my hands, and then I wash them again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that seems excessive.
It's a triple whammy.
Yeah, but I think if we get little routines like that going, we're just better off.
Right, for sure. And, you know, just a little quick reminder, don't forget, parents, for the students that are out of school right now, the Carbon School District is delivering breakfast and lunch. So definitely send them out to their regular bus stops, and between 8 and 9, breakfast will be delivered, and then between 12 and 1, breakfast will be delivered, or lunch will be delivered. And of course, that's free of charge, so kids don't have to not eat while they're not at school.
You know, and that brings me to the seniors as well. So the seniors, the Meals on Wheels program is still vibrant and out there, and if there are seniors that are needing supplies, the county personnel is stepping up to help them, but they want to get them on that Meals on Wheels program first and foremost if they're not already, because they'll deliver their meals to them and everything's taken care of for them. So if you know a senior that needs help, have them reach out to the senior center and get on that program, and they're prepared for that. And one other thing that I thought of while I was talking to you is, we sanitize our hands, but make sure you sanitize your workstation, your landline telephone, and your cell phone. And Apple is now saying it's okay if you have an iPhone to wipe it down. But you have to use wipes that have alcohol base to them. Not all of them work for this virus. So make sure you're using the right wipes. But Clorox, bleach-based wipes will work.
Perfect. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate your updates, and, you know, it's always great to kind of hear some of the things that are going on that we need to be mindful of and be cautious of. And you know what? Reach out to all of those elderly relatives, neighbors, you know, anyone that you may know that might need some help getting stuff from the grocery store or whatever it may be. Always be watching for those individuals in our community and offer them a hand wherever you can. Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Anybody that's elderly or homebound, and if you know somebody like that and you don't know if they're getting services or how to get them services, please contact your local police department or sheriff's office. We will make sure that they get the services that they need.
That's great. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can listen to this interview in its entirety by visiting our website, castlecountryradio.com.